B'tochen for Life, Shin number 141, Wednesday, Parshas Ekev. We are talking about the fifth level of B'tochen that the Chavis Havavis is discussing, and that is Teicheles, which we explained, which means to expect, to yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. Now, it's interesting to mention that in davening we say a few times a very famous pasuk. We say, Yehi Chastecha Hashem Aleinu, Ka'asher yichalnu lach. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that His chesed should be upon us, commensurate to our level of yichalnu lach. As much as we are miyachel, as much as we expect and we yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua, that is how much chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us. And it's interesting that we mention this, but apparently this level of miyachel generates a response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, even though all the levels of B'tochen generate a response, like we discussed, but once we enter the level of Teicheles, which means we're talking about something specific, let's say, and we are yearning, we are awakening in ourselves feelings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to save us, we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us, we expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send us a Yeshua, that generates a response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than the earlier levels of B'tochen. So in Teicheles, we are introduced to a specific response from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, commensurate to our Teicheles. However much we can work on ourselves to feel that yearning, to feel that expectation, that's how much Yeshua we will get from Hashem. Now again, we are not guaranteed, because we are not 100% secure that Hashem will do what we want, like we will in Mirtz Hashem discuss. So that's why we have to daven and ask, Yehi Chastecha Hashem Aleinu, Ka'asher Yichal Nulach. We daven for that, but it is something that is built into this world, that when a person turns to Hashem and expects a Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. So that is the benefit of this level of Teicheles. So let's bring it in a practical sense. A person has an issue, a parnasa issue, a health issue, or something stressful is going on in his life. So on one hand, he has to internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is focused on him. Number two, he has to remember that no matter how hopeless the situation is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has a way out. Always. No matter how far-fetched it seems, Hashem has a very simple solution that you didn't think of. Number three, a person has to realize that there's nobody else to turn to. Only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is especially relevant when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a person in a situation where he really feels like he has no one to turn to. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting you in that situation is to give you an opportunity to feel Teicheles. Because if a person feels a way out with a different avenue, he won't necessarily feel Teicheles. So it's really a benefit from Hashem that He boxes you into a corner and you're forced, so to speak, to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then a person has to remind himself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an endless love for him. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no reason not to help him. Because Averis don't stop Hashem, like we discussed. And you don't have to be deserving. It's endless love that Hashem has for you. Then you can awaken yourselves feelings that I expect and I yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. And then in Mirtz Hashem, Yehi Chastecha Hashem Aleinu, Ka'asher Yichalnu Lach. When you work up those feelings, in Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond with Chastecha Aleinu, commensurate to how much effort you put in to feelings of Yichalnu, to feelings of expectation and yearning.